Spirit Soldiers Prophecy. Prayer. Jesus, I pray you give this prophecy. I claim your hot Holy Spirit to pour through me the words of this message that is so needed for your ecclesia and your warriors of the faith. Comment. This is the result of reading and listening to messages by Russ Dizdar on the training of millions of satanic spirit soldiers using brainwashing MKUltra to create an army that can be activated by a signal to kill Christians and create chaos at a given time. This has been happening since Operation Paperclip, in which Nazi scientists were brought to America to help develop this program. Their experiments have gone much further than we know. Even the practicing of destroying physically with mind power. The following prophecy is an answer from Jesus in prayer and prophecy. Fear not these imps of Satan who have given their minds and souls over to him. For though they may seem powerful, it is nothing compared to what I have for my ecclesial warriors who stay their minds on me, who train in spiritual war diligently, and who endure hardness as good soldiers. Many have no idea what it means to endure hardness, but look at the Apostle Paul and you will see it. He gave himself to me completely to get my gospel out to the world, to train disciples and win the souls of the lost. This is the all-out war that you have to learn to endure the hardness of rejection, persecution, and the loss of comfort. I am preparing my people in spirit through the situations they experience, and those who take up the spiritual weapons of prayer, praise, prophecy, love, fully armed with their armor and the Word of God, will be those who will dominate the forces of Satan, for my weapons are superior to his. Yet I warn you that this time is fast approaching, and these spirit soldiers mean business, for their minds are one with their Lord. You must train. You must live in the Word. You must walk in prayer during the day. You must launch attacks in the Spirit with praise, the Word, prayer to reach others, all the while resting in me and not in your own arm. If you do these things faithful to me, I will arm you with super weapons of the Spirit that will blast the forces of darkness out of this world. And all these things do in my spirit, not your own, so that I will say to you in the end, well done, good and faithful servant, enter in. And fear not them who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but fear him who is. There is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out all fear. You will be my possessed fearless warriors who will go to battle and win. So prepare each day by building your faith, by absorbing the word, doing the word, and practice with your weapons of war, and they will grow in power. Use the keys to the kingdom that I placed in your hands through my word, my promise to give unto you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, that whatever you bind or release on earth shall be done in heaven. You are soldiers, not civilians, and I call you to the front, which is in spirit. You who are faithful will be my spirit soldiers of life, truth, goodness, and healing. You will stand against the evil ones and burn, blind, and destroy them, or create chaos on those who will not repent and continue yielding to Satan. Do all you can to prepare by hiding the word in your heart, continuing in prayer, and waging spiritual war on the enemies of your king.